From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music and artists of this Kentucky region. Red Barn Radio presents a concert performance with 49 Winchester. Coming up on Red Barn Radio.
That damn George Jones, when he plays, there's the door. Makes me wonder if there ain't even more to worry about. I love her so dear, and her sweet memory I will always keep near to my heart. But there ain't nothing for me here now, so I'll go back to Hays, Kansas, where I can't be found. All there is an auto parts, and I'm all
Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. We'd like to thank Chef Greg Scott and Broussard's Delta Kitchen for supplying food each week for our guests, artists, and volunteers. Located on Main Street in historic Georgetown, Kentucky, Broussard's Delta Kitchen features the authentic flavors of New Orleans and the Mississippi Delta, and live music every weekend. You'll find more information on Broussard's on Facebook. Listen locally. Working in concert to encourage everyone to embrace any opportunity to listen locally and engage with each other in a variety of shared experiences, including music, theater, poetry, dialogue, and conversation. You can learn more about Listen Locally on Facebook, Instagram, and at listenlocally.net. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is Red Barn Radio's guest accommodation partner, providing hotel accommodations for our musical guests. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is the ideal choice for your next visit to Lexington, Kentucky. AccuPrint provides printed programs each week for our audience members. For all your printing needs, AccuPrint is on the web at AccuPrint.us.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm Brad Becker. Red Barn Radio is now in our 17th broadcast season, and tonight's program is number 644. Give him a hand. Tonight we present 49 Winchester, the sound of Appalachian soul. The group began as an acoustic trio from the small town of Castlewood, Virginia in the fall of 2013. They quickly made a name for themselves and gained a following throughout the region with their unique blend of melodic folk songs. And then adding a rhythm section recently, the band's sound became something with a little more grit and power. Please welcome, folks, 49 Winchester to the Red Barn stage.
Everlasting lover, I got a lot I want to say to you. Well, you make me feel less lonesome, oh, than I used to. Everlasting lover, oh, it's not that I want to. Oh, but sometimes the pain takes over and I just slip through. When I get stoned and I feel rejected, weary from the road and half beaten down, you come off of your throne, Lord, and I feel protected. Oh, and even from the bottom of the bottle, I know you won't let me drown. Gratitude. You were the first to make me feel like I ain't just some dude. Everlasting lover, you have the kindest eyes, and when mine are red and I look half dead, you can't even realize. When I am stoned
so much. Thank you, thank you.
Here's Red Barn Radio's host, Brad Becker, speaking with 49 Winchester.
Well, it's great to have all of you here with us on the radio and here in the house. We are with great band 49 Winchester this evening. I am talking to Isaac Gibson, and
yes,
Isaac,
sir,
is the lead singer and one of two guitar powerhouses up here. Guitar-y sound, I love it.
Yeah, we're missing a guitar player, actually. We got a third guitar player.
You do
player
not.
Yeah, three guitar players. I always loved that sound. I always grew up listening to Drive-By Truckers, so I always loved that three guitar attack.
That's a great sound. In order to make that really work, you got to practice a bunch.
Yeah, you do. We practice very often, but we also we gig very regularly. So
it's kind of a rare thing these days to get a group of people all together from, especially from, you know, a small town. Guys who played together long enough and rehearsed and tied their music together, it's very cool.
Mm-hmm.
may the wind take me wherever it wanted. Before it knew that I was a liar, 'cause I walked every day with the spirit that haunted the house of my love and set it on fire. Oh, and the flames, they burn highest. They lick the sky above me, orange and red and hotter than hellfire. But that house, it was strong, yeah, stronger than a mountain, built on loving arms and wild desire. Oh, but she loves like a woman should, and she knows, Lord, that I ain't no good. But she don't give a damn and she loves me anyway. Feel cold and gray upon the limestone where no snakes can live and multiply. And I rose from the rubble, a brand new coat of armor. Now I know our love will never die. Oh, and now, yes, we know we will never be forsaken. We got a lot of luck left on our side. Forever and ever, we'll look back on the wreckage and leave behind the place we used to hide. Oh, but she loves like a woman should, and she knows, Lord, that I ain't no good. But she don't give a damn and she loves me anyway. Childhood friends, all of us. We're only a few years apart between oldest and youngest. It's just a couple of years, so we were all in high school together. Me and Chase actually grew up right beside of each other, so he's basically like my brother. We've been cranking at it for almost 6 years now. So
you're talking about you were little kids together?
Yeah, basically. I got a bass guitar for my birthday from my Aunt Patsy. Shout out to Aunt Patsy. I love you.
Hey, Patsy.
It was an old PV Electric. It was my first step into music. I started playing bass, and then I kind of made the transition over to electric guitar. And that's about the time that Chase started playing music. So me and him have been playing music for a long time. And we've really shifted together and stayed together through all kinds of different influences, all kinds of different seasons in life and things that we've listened to.
Uh-huh.
It's all kind of melded into what we're doing today. So it's, yeah.
Well, it's a cool thing. It's very impressive, by the way, how well you talk while you tune.
Hey, thank you.
Yeah, that takes practice.
My guitar is sometimes finicky when I get really warm. So that's why I'm doing that right now.
Well, she slows down for funerals. Never fails to make me smile. But when I get kind of pissed off, Lord, she'll give me a while. She ain't the world's biggest Braves fan. Let's me watch them anyway. Laying down beside her is the best part of my day. And I never can tell her just how much she means to me. Oh, Lord. She's just so, so, so sweet. She's just so damn sweet. Don't care if I get drunk. She don't care if I get stoned. She puts up with all of my junk. She makes my house a home. She's a constant reminder that I've always got a friend. She's got that kind of loving, Lord, I don't know no end. And I never can tell her just how much she means to me. Oh, Lord, she's just so, so damn. So damn sweet. Yeah, when it's late in the evening and it's all peace and quiet, she is my still point and I see her light. And I never can tell her just how she means to me. Oh, Lord, she's just so, so damn sweet. This is just so damn sweet.
Thank you, guys.
Tell us about your hometown. Is it actually Castlewood?
We're from Castlewood and St. Paul. Dylan's from St. Paul, but saying Castlewood and St. Paul is like saying Bristol, Virginia, Bristol, Tennessee. It's basically the same place. So you just cross over a place called Booty Hill, and there you are.
Booty Hill.
Booty Hill, yeah. That's with a D, not a T, so.
Uh-huh.
I think it might have been someone's last name. We all grew up there in that little town. There's one red light. Oddly enough, there's more pizza places than there are stoplights. There's two pizza places there. And, there's also a Subway that I visit every morning for my morning biscuit and gravy ritual. That's really genuinely about all there is. We're actually the only town in the state of Virginia's history to have its township revoked. We were classified as a town at one point, and then they realized there were a lot more cows than there were people, and that they didn't want to fool with that much longer. So,
was there a big fight about that? I mean, amongst the cows?
I think there was. Yeah, I'm sure there was. That was a little bit before my time, but that was always the story that I heard, was that our township was revoked because the cows outnumbered the people 5-1.
Well, I ain't hurting nobody. Ain't nobody hurting me. Till that lawman finds my house and hangs me from that tree from what I've done. Honey, it's a long, hard life. All I got to show is 13 acres of property, 3 dogs, 2 kids, and a wife. Well, who's gonna tend my backer? Who's gonna grow my corn? 'Cause I be lying in my cell, and my wife ain't been the same since the kids were born. Well, honey, it's a long, hard life. All I got to show is 13 acres of property. Thank you.
I'm sitting in this cell and it's a long, hard life. Sitting in this little bitty trailer, trying to make a living off of selling ice. The water's on and the kids are fed and the roof don't leak and the Wi-Fi works just fine. All I got to show is 13 acres of property, 3 dogs, 2 kids and a wife. Well, I'd done the best I could, but I still wound up. Come and go my bail, but you done spent all of my money. Now I'm sitting in this cell and it's a long hard life. Hey, when there just ain't no damn job, you gotta do all that you can. Well, you got to raise your youngins, make your money like a man. But the hand that used to feed me just got shut down by the man, and it's a long hard life.
What about the high school you attended? Was it a big public school?
Oh, no.
Oh, no? Okay.
No, it was Castlewood High School. We
Really?
We all went to Castlewood except for Dylan. Dylan's a St. Paul grad. I think St. Paul, whenever Dylan was there, had about 120 people in the whole school. And I think my school had about maybe 220. I think I graduated with maybe 45.
Huh.
We're in my graduating class. So it's always been small-town life for us, which makes it super exciting, really, to get out and see the rest of the country.
Yeah, I bet.
Be able to get out and go to the big city and feel like an outsider for a while. And
all your families are there.
Yep, everybody's still back home.
That's so
Chase
cool.
is living in Johnson City now, but he's the only one that's not still on the home place.
Johnson City, that's not horribly far from where you are, is it?
No.
You guys are pretty close to Bristol, too, right?
We're about 40 minutes north of Bristol. Bristol's a cool place. Bristol's big claim to fame, other than the Rhythm and Roots Reunion Festival, is that they're the birthplace of country music, which I think is a fascinating thing. They have a big museum down there with all kinds of exhibits in it. Birthplace of Country Music Museum. We've played there on the radio show that they've got with J.P. Parsons three times, maybe. It's pretty cool to be a part of that Bristol scene with all the heritage and all the nostalgia that goes along with it.
Those sessions, the Bristol sessions back in
1927. Yep. The 90th anniversary of the Bristol sessions was 2017, and we actually got recorded for that. They had made a big compilation album of regional artists and artists outside the region, and we're on a record with Dolly Parton, which I thought was really cool.
Oh, that's very cool.
I'll be able to tell my kids that one day.
Oh, well, you always like to take advice from the worst possible source that you could get. Well, it's a testament to how you are and how you act and how you try to live. It do the sins of your father really not make you rather concerned? Oh, no, 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 no. Look at me, I'm coming in hot. I'm gonna teach you all of the things that you should have learned. Ain't it strange to think how quickly time has passed? Well, you were out there bound for glory, doing right, not doing wrong, but that all passed, Lord. Well, and ain't it such a daggone shame when you finally realize you've gone. Foggy eyes.
towards the sun or east towards the moon, fast as you can. Offer sympathetic thoughts for the one that never even offered me her hand. Oh man, it's such a daggone shame when you finally realize you've gone blind. Well, look at me, I'm standing here, but baby, I'm doing fine. And ain't it strange to think how quickly time has passed. Well, you were out there bound for glory, doing right, not doing wrong, with that all past. Oh Lord, ain't it such a daggone shame when you finally realize you've gone blind. Well, you never could see through. You never could see through the lie. You never could see through your foggy. Thank you. Got no job, this is all I do. I write silly songs to sing for silly people.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with 49 Winchester, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with more from 49 Winchester after this break. This is Red Barn Radio.